We have one more story today from our Across Women's Lives team in Pakistan. Producer Andrea Crossan met an artist there. Her work reflects an experience that women around the world can relate to: feeling objectified. Shazil Malik is a designer and illustrator living in Lahore. Like many women in Pakistan, Malik takes a few minutes each morning to decide what to wear based on what she thinks will attract the least amount of unwanted male attention, like whistles, catcalls, and stares. Malik got so fed up, she drew an image that has become symbolic of Pakistani women who feel harassed in public spaces. It's a powerful illustration of a woman walking with her arms crossed over her chest. Her head is down. There are faces of men staring at her, making gestures, leering. Written across her body are the words, "Is my shirt not long enough?" In Pakistan, women dress modestly, usually with both arms and legs covered, and often with a headscarf as well. But Malik says even when she's wearing all those layers of clothing, she still gets harassed. And that is at the core of her illustration.
I would walk outside every day and go to my park, and it was just getting very uncomfortable to be in that public space. And this image was basically exactly how I was feeling at the time. Like, I would worry about what I was looking like. I was worrying about other people. And I was like, I don't know if others are realizing the impact they're having on my internal, like, situation just going for a walk. And in Pakistan, public spaces are interesting because they're incredibly gendered. Like, my foreign friends came and they were like, Shazil, there's, like, there are no women in the street. Where are they? And I was like, no, there are actually a lot of women in the street. You're just not going to that street. For instance, we have Liberty Market, which is very woman-heavy. It's got all the cloth merchants and jewelry, and most of the footfall is women, and we feel very comfortable going there. I mean, yes, the men there may stare at you, but the shopkeepers definitely have a different energy because now you are the one buying. So they react very differently to you, as opposed to there's another road, Brandeth Road. I went to buy some hardware with my father. And as I was asking questions, I could see that the guy would not answer me. And later my dad was just laughing. He's like, isn't it funny how you didn't get an answer out of that guy? And I was like, no, it's not funny. What was happening is that he basically reduced me to my gender and thought it was respectful to not talk to me. So there are two kind of reactions you get in marketplaces. Either they like are leering at you and make you uncomfortable, or they don't look at you at all. When you step out and you get stared at a lot, and I think men here, what they do is, I think probably in the States, they'd be like, hey, baby, how's it going? Over here, they start singing under their breath, like Bollywood songs. Or they'll like start whistling inappropriately. And you just wonder, like, did I incite this? And I often get this, like I wear jeans a lot and I also pray. So it'd be like, oh, you don't look like somebody who prays. And that's ridiculous to me. Like, why is denim un-Islamic? Like, how is that a thing? I live with my parents and they very much dictate how many layers of clothing I should be wearing. And I had this conversation with my mom where I was like, at what age? And I'm really old now, like I'm like 3 decades have gone by on this earth. And I was like, at what age will you actually be okay with me walking out dressed the way I want to dress? And she thought about it. And then I was like, no, like I want a number, like you give me an age. And she's like, and she laughed and she was like, never. Seeing a woman outside should be normal. Seeing whether you're in jeans or a kurta or whatever should be fine. It shouldn't matter. But the fact that it does means that this conversation needs to happen.
That was Lahore resident and artist Shazil Malik.